Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we have another one of our multifaceted episodes. These are more unscripted episodes where I'm going to take a look at a particular card and try to break down how it may be useful, both as something you may build around in your deck, and then also try to digest how we might be able to play around this card if it should come up, and what can we learn from this card overall. The card we're going to talk about today is called Mayhem Devil. One, a black and a red for a creature devil, a 3-3. Whenever a player sacrifices a permanent, Mayhem Devil deals one damage to any target. So, Mayhem Devil is really interesting for an uncommon. First and foremost, I just want to point out that any target on an uncommon, it's a really unusual phrase to see printed. Oftentimes, one of the ways that wizards will try to modulate the power of uncommons is to make sure that they can only target a creature, or only target a planeswalker, or only target a player. Or at most, it'll be able to target two of those three. But any target is really powerful for an uncommon. Something to take note of, something to think about when you're looking at other potential cards. Another thing to note that makes Mayhem Devil rather powerful for an uncommon is that it triggers whenever any player sacrifices any permanent, which in modern Commander is becoming more and more common. Mayhem Devil will trigger anytime someone sacrifices a fetch land, sacrifices a treasure, sacrifices a clue. We are seeing more and more tokens that have a nice effect like this, and landfall decks have become increasingly common as fetch lands have been reprinted enough that more players have access to them. First, let's look at ways we could potentially build around Mayhem Devil. I think the most common way that people are building around it is either in that landfall strategy where you're sacrificing a fetch land, or as part of a treasure package. So let's take a look at what kind of things we can find for treasures, and the colors of black and red. We are already up to 73 cards in black and red that talk about treasure tokens. Pretty impressive when it was first introduced back in Ixalan. We got quite a bit of support of it from some Commander products recently, probably the most powerful version of it being Dockside Extortionist. One and a red for a goblin who's going to make X treasure tokens when it enters the battlefield, where X is the number of artifacts and enchantments your opponents control. Black and red is definitely not lacking for ways to make treasure, particularly after our Adventures in the Forgotten Realms set, where we saw that treasure was literally the black-red sub-theme, and we had multiple cards like Deadly Dispute, one and a black for an instant where you would set, as an additional cost to cast the spell, sacrifice an artifact or a creature, draw two cards, and then create a treasure token, essentially a direct upgrade over older cards like Skulltap or Alter's Reap. Black and red also has access to some really powerful cards from other Commander decks like Grim Hireling, which is arguably one of the most powerful creatures to come out of 2021. Three and a black for a creature Tiefling Rogue. It is a 3-2, and whenever one or more creatures you control deals combat damage to a player, create two treasure tokens. And then black X, sacrifice X treasures. Target creature gets minus X until end of turn. Activate this ability only as a sorcery. Grim Hireling gets a lot of treasure tokens onto the field really quickly. Because it's going to trigger each time an opponent takes combat damage, it's not each time you strike one particular opponent, but in a single combat phase, if one of more of your creatures hit one or more of your opponents, that's going to trigger it. So if you had two creatures connect with two different opponents, that is four treasure tokens. Now, an important thing to consider is the wording on Mayhem Devil. Whenever a player sacrifices a permanent, you're going to deal one damage. There is no each time you sacrifice one or more permanents. If you sacrificed five permanents to give something minus five with Grim Hireling, guess what? Five extra points of damage with Mayhem Devil. It's a pretty powerful combination, both of which are just good cards as a whole. This also goes along really well in black-red decks like Prosper Tomebound, a 2 black and a red for a legendary creature Tiefling Warlock, a 1-4 with Death Touch. First ability reads, at the beginning of your end step, exile the top card of your library until the end of your next turn, you may play that card. And whenever you play a card from exile, create a treasure token. Very easy to get lots of treasure this way to deal extra damage. In this type of a situation, with a card like Prosper Tomebound at the helm of a deck, you're going to see Mayhem Devil be a very efficient means of board control. Mayhem Devil being able to deal 1 damage anytime anything is sacrificed, it'll be very easy to control opponents who are on token strategies, on strategies that rely on low power, low toughness creatures, particularly elf decks or other decks that rely on a lot of mana dorks. It's not very hard to sacrifice 2 or 3 treasures in a single turn to get rid of one of the staxy creatures that has 2 or 3 toughness. Now here's an old favorite, Pitiless Plunderer. 3 and a black for a creature human pirate, a 1/4. Whenever a creature you control dies, create a colorless treasure artifact token. And, oh my god, this card is up to $12. Wizards, reprint this card, please. It is an uncommon and should not be this expensive. Part of the reason this is so expensive, though, is that it's whenever another creature you control dies, not another non-token creature. This card gets out of hand quickly. With a sacrifice outlet in an aristocrat-style deck, it is very easy to start mowing down the table with Mayhem Devil. Sacrifice a token to something like Viscera Seer, get a scry, get a treasure token, deal a point of damage. Sacrifice the treasure token to cast a card, get a point of damage, kill a creature. Sacrifice the creature you just got to Viscera Seer, get a treasure token, 2 more points of damage. It's very easy for a black-red-based aristocrats deck to go ham with a card like this. So there have been a lot of really useful things just in treasure, just in the past year, that have been very, very useful for a deck to build around Mayhem Devil with. But there are other ways you can sacrifice things in black and red. Not a particularly big surprise, is it? In addition to treasure, there's also been gold. Curse of Opulence is the card I was trying to think of. 1 red mana for an aura curse, an enchantment, enchant player with, whenever enchanted player is attacked, create a colorless artifact token named gold. It has sacrifice this artifact, gain 1 mana of any color to your mana pool. Each opponent attacking that player does the same. So if you attack an opponent who has Curse of Opulence and you're the one who cast it, you get the gold token. If an opponent casts Curse of Opulence and you attack them, not only do you get the gold, but the original caster gets it as well. There were a handful of other cards that deal with gold, but for the most part, gold has been completely phased out and replaced with treasure, primarily because gold did not require you to tap, and then following up on that, we had the Kaladesh block, where improvise played a role, and gold you could kind of double dip for, where you could both tap it, and then sacrifice it for improvised costs. It would have been a little bit messy for new players to get their heads around, so I think replacing with treasure was the right move there. Those are 2 very common ways that we could try to take advantage of it, gold and treasure, but we already talked about the fetch lands being a very potent means of getting just incidental damage off of Mayhem Devil. Mayhem Devil is also interesting because it does provide a quote-unquote outlet, or a win condition that you can use alongside other combos that are very common in Commander. Just the other day, I got to win with the good old-fashioned combination of Phyrexian Altar and Gravecrawler. Phyrexian Altar is 3 mana for an artifact with sacrifice a creature, add 1 mana of any color. Gravecrawler is 1 black mana for a 2/1 creature zombie with Gravecrawler can't block, and you may cast Gravecrawler from your graveyard as long as you control a zombie. In this particular instance, I had my Tormod the Desecrator on the battlefield. It did not take very long for me to be able to generate an infinite number, or at least an unbounded number, of zombie tokens. They were tapped. I would have had to wait a turn to actually get around to winning with them. I did wind up finding another line, but Mayhem Devil added into this package would have simply meant I now have an unlimited number of zombies, and I now have the ability to mow down each one of my opponents with Mayhem Devil damage triggers. Aristocrats decks in particular, I've already mentioned just how powerful it'll be. There's a number of different creatures for a single black mana in black that are going to enable you to sacrifice creatures really easily. We have the classic Viscera Seer, 1 black mana for a 1/1 creature vampire wizard with sacrifices creature scry 1. We have an old standby with Carrion Feeder. Is that the one I'm trying to think of? Yes, Carrion Feeder. A single black mana for a creature zombie that also can't block. and sacrifice a creature, put a +1/+1 counter on Carrion Feeder. Black, as we've already seen, also has a number of effects like Deadly Dispute, where you sacrifice a creature to draw some cards. So we've talked about ways that you can take advantage of Mayhem Devil. How about ways to potentially play around it? That's where it gets difficult. Particularly as you go up higher and higher in that optimization of a deck, the more likely you are that you're going to be on a land base that's going to include fetch lands, shock lands, and dual lands. If you suspect that one of your opponents is going to be on Mayhem Devil as part of their package, you really want to use your fetch lands early. You might even want to crack them in response to somebody playing a Mayhem Devil, so that way they are sacrificed before that spell resolves and before it can start dealing damage. Mayhem Devil is also going to punish you if you happen to be on treasures as part of your strategy and an opponent lands a Mayhem Devil. In those cases, it's sometimes correct to just cash out your treasure tokens immediately if possible, before you start to land creatures which are more important to stick on the field. Just take the damage to your face in order to get your game plan going and get things online. Mayhem Devil is going to be particularly problematic when there are other black decks at the table, because black is going to tend to be the color that is the most willing to sacrifice its creatures, the most willing to trade that resource of a creature's life in exchange for something that the black player wants, whether it is card draw, whether it is a scry, whether they are +1/+1 counters, whatever it may be. Playing around Mayhem Devil in this way becomes more difficult, and honestly, I would put it as a must-kill threat at a lot of different tables. Now, you might be saying, well, what if we just get rid of Korvald? That'll stop all the sacrifices, but Korvald's going to come back. The commander is always going to come back. Getting rid of the combo piece such as Mayhem Devil is often going to be the right play, even an unassuming little 3-3 uncommon. I think moving forward as well, Wizards has shown that they're interested in exploring other types of tokens as a way to express things going over from, hang on one second, Academy Manufacturer. This is cluing us in, haha, that they're going to talk about clues and food and treasure tokens going forward. 3 mana for an artifact creature assembly worker, a 1/3 with if you would create a clue, food, or treasure token, instead, create one of each. We also saw a clue commander come out of Modern Horizons 2. Lonus, cryptozoologist, green and a blue for a legendary creature, Snake Elf Scout, a 1/2. Whenever another non-token creature enters the battlefield under your control, investigate. Tap, sacrifice X clues, target opponent reveals the top X cards of their library, and you may put a non-land permanent card with a mana value X or less from among them onto the battlefield under your control. That player puts the rest on the bottom of their library in a random order. We then saw this happen again in the most recent return to Innistrad, where we got a black and a blue detective who also plays with clue tokens. These are going to keep coming back, and we also saw it in Crimson Vow 2, where they experimented with a variant on clues called Blood Counters, where rather than just giving you a card draw, they forced you to rummage away one card from your hand in order to then draw a card. Discard one, draw one. It was still a pretty potent effect in the limited environment there, and I think Wizards is just going to keep leaning into this area, which means there's going to be more and more decks that are going to be sacrificing these tokens, which means there are going to be more and more times when Mayhem Devil is just going to be a powerhouse. I think we're pretty quickly approaching the point in Commander where Mayhem Devil is a kill-on-sight threat. And if you're planning to win around Mayhem Devil, it's often not wrong to just build up your board of tokens to the point where you can really get your value out, even if an opponent kills your Mayhem Devil on sight. That about wraps it up for this episode of Multifaceted. There was a lot to talk about from this simple, uncommon devil, but I want to hear from you. What do you think? Are there times you have built around Mayhem Devil? Has it given you all the value you wanted? Did you use it to control the whole game? Let us know. You can find us on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or you can send us an email, where we are GemstoneMinePodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.